Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day. Craig Bowler-Jack, television play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz. Kind enough to join us. Bowler, how are you?
Scotty, how are you? Hans?
Man, Bowler, we miss you. Just miss some face-to-face interaction. I hope you're doing well.
You know what? I don't know. I think I saw you at the store, once or twice in the last maybe 12 or 13 months. Is that about right?
That's about it, man.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. It's. I'm hoping, you know, that everything reopens soon and we can go out there and have that barbecue.
Oh, we're going round two for sure, by the way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now I know what you want in a rib. We got to figure it out.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna have another rib off here soon, or yeah, you got a plan this summer.
No, good. Yeah, we'll do something. I think June, July. I think it's coming up on the calendar. Just something
good.
And I'll get you a nice crisp $20 bill before we start.
Okay, good. Yeah, that'll help a little bit.
Hey,
Hans, I've never seen a guy. He's competitive, man, and he wants that rib title.
He does.
There's no doubt.
What's it going to take to get? Is $20 enough to get your vote?
Yeah.
On that.
Oh, well, that's just a taste test. There. I mean, come on. come on.
What a Benjamin?
It's going to be a Hunter? It's going to be a C note, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be the old Humsky. Yeah.
Humsky.
Oh, man. Well, just to
then
see.
Then we're talking, Scotty. Then we're talking.
I don't know, man. To see the look on Bob's face when he comes in second, it might be worth it.
Yeah. Then I'll turn that Humsky around and buy everybody, a rib dinner.
There you go.
Is there any way you could buy Jim Olsen off? Or
I don't want to go down those waters, man. I don't know about trying to bribe your boss. That might be a difficult one.
You've got to see him on meetings and all that, so I don't know if that'd go.
It'd be that awkward exchange.
And probably it'd show up into my next budget meeting, too. Like, well, you're 100 short. Where did that go?
I could see Scotty showing up with a pie and 100 like on Shawshank Redemption and kind of opening up and saying, "Hey, Mr. Olson, the missus and I baked you a pie." It'd be awkward.
It'd be a little awkward, yeah. That might be a problem. Hey, so obviously big one tonight. Jazz only up by one game against Phoenix. They'll be without Mike Conley. They'll be without Donovan Mitchell. Even Royce O'Neal is listed as questionable going into this game tonight. This is going to be a tough one to win, Buller.
Yeah, it will. You know, and it's almost like you have to play like you did in Sacramento. But let's be honest, those don't come often. I mean, you know, franchise record in points and margin of victory. And you're not playing the Kings, by the way.
Yeah.
You're playing a team that does play some D. And also, you know, in the mind of the Jazz, they've known they've lost twice to Phoenix this year, both home and away. Most recently, just a couple of weeks back in overtime in a 117-113 game. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking, what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take, you know, the all-out effort of this team that's what's remaining healthy-wise, and also get a few X factors, not just one, but probably two or maybe three. Is it a Matt Thomas? Is it an Ersan Ilyasova? Is it another Joe Ingles type of night? Is it a Jordan Clarkson? I mean, I think the Jazz, again, and fans know this, it's a deep team. There's a lot of options they can go to. But as Quinn told me the other night, look, the way you have to win when you're injured, even more so, is be precise. So what that means is don't give up those extra, you know, offensive possessions. Get an offensive rebound. Help yourself. And also don't turn the ball over. But if you're going to live and die by the three, they lived large, by the way, in Sacramento. 59% is quite a number, by the way, hitting 41. So, you know, they played the near-perfect game against a team that just wasn't up to any standards that we've seen of late. But, you know, injured teams, as the Jazz know in the past, are obviously dangerous. And so I look for this one to be competitive. But, man, they're going to have to play incredibly well and not turn the ball over. And someone has to step up. And I don't know who that is, but there's multiple guys that have to be multiple X factors, as I said tonight, to get a W. But if not, you come home, you got a five-game homestand, and there's still games to play. You don't know what happens with Phoenix along the way, but do you want the one seed? Obviously, you know, that's where the Jazz have been most of the season, but, you know, analytically, you can look at two, and you can say, okay, that works too. So sooner or later, I'm guessing you got to see the Lakers or the Clippers, right? And that's just the way it works out if you're going to win the West.
Are we starting to be able to build a picture of who's going to be on the court for the Jazz and who's going to be available for the Suns? Because the news of De'Aaron Fox and Barnes not being out there for Sacramento and obviously Mike Conley, like all that started to come together and you could build a bit of a picture. But
right,
do we know what to expect tonight from the Jazz roster?
I would say Joe at the point, he'll be running the show. He had 7 assists in Sacramento. I mean, the Jazz really passed the ball well in that game. I'm just looking at what I wrote down for tonight's notes. 8 players had 2 or more assists in that game. Those are the kind of numbers that you have to have if you're going to win on the road, but even more so when you have 2 All-Stars not being able to play. And I would guess if Royce can go, he'd be back at the 2. Rudy at the, you know, the center spot. George Niang is going to make his 4th career start at the small forward. Then Bogey goes back at the power. So that's your starting 5. Now, Royce can't go. It's probably Mieone, I'm guessing. That's just a guess. But you start to really, you know, whittle into, do you go Matt Thomas and Joe? I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You know, Royce, of course, a rebounder. He had a couple of 3s in Sacramento, and he's probably, again, if he doesn't play, you know, again, it just makes the Jazz, you know, depth even more important tonight in this game. Mm.
Craig Bowler, Jack, joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I got to be careful how I say this. You're not traveling with the team, so maybe you can get away with it, but you get a 6th Man of the Year vote award. Who are you giving it to?
Well, look, I think Joe started too many games. I love his game. I like the way he leads, but it's you know, and Clarkson has been one of the most dynamic players in the league. Look, a high-volume shooter, let's get that out of the way. We know that, but he's able to create his own shot at 6'4", you know, hands. What he does is he dribbles. He tries to find a seam. I think Quinn, as I've told a couple of people, he'll live with an off night by Clarkson. He knows he's a high-volume shooter. But I think his impact with this team has been very significant in just giving, I mean, defenses fits all year long. And you look at his numbers, over 17 a game. He's got that wild streak of 84 in a row with a 3-point made. I mean, that's crazy. So I know that Joe is in the same discussion, but I think, again, he'll probably negate it because I think tonight it says 20 or 21st start.
Oh, gotcha.
So I think that's where that would probably put him out of the running, even though the numbers are outrageous. And the impact he has, too, with this team. The Jazz are lucky to have both in this, you know, mentioned for the same award, right? I mean, that's a great thing and shows you, again, versatility of the Jazz. But I think Joe, honestly, coming off the bench, you feel comfortable with him, but I also feel real comfortable with him as a starter. I think the numbers prove out. He's 4 or 5 points more a game, better 3-point shooter. He has the ball in his hands more. And I think he's just more comfortable there surveying the floor and drawing defenders to him and kicking the ball out. Sometimes they forget about Joe because, you know, other guys are moving on the outside perimeter. And you got Gobert to worry about too, and then Joe winds up and lets a 3 go. But I think the key tonight is early success. What the Jazz did in Sacramento was perfect in the sense of getting Bogdanovich confidence hands and Scotty. He went to the free throw line. He started to drive, get to the rim. Then he steps outside, hits the 3. That was really a perfect game for the Jazz. Maybe that was the one they needed to get back on track, to regain the confidence. And some young players got a lot of time, by the way. And they're going to be, down the stretch here, the last, 10 games, there's 9 left after tonight. The bottom line is, it's simple. You've got to find a way to if you're going to be minus, Donovan and Mike, then a Matt Thomas who you signed, and, the George Niangs and the Trent Forrests of the world who've got a lot of time in Sacramento, could play a big factor in the way the Jazz finish.
As you and Scotty have mentioned, Bowler, the Phoenix Suns a game back. They've got the 2 wins over the Jazz, so they already own the tiebreaker. Vegas has him as a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Jazz. I guess I'm wondering what level of motivation Phoenix is going to be taking the court with tonight and what type of press they're really going to have on against the Jazz tonight.
Well, I'd say I'm going to take this to another level, Hans. I think there's personal things here. I think Chris Paul, I could be totally wrong, but there's not a lot of love there. I mean, with the Jazz. Look, Deron Williams, the third pick back in 05, and a guy named Chris Paul, number four, to New Orleans, right? So they've always been tied together. And I think, you know, there's just Chris Paul decided to make the move to Phoenix and to team up with a young kid named Devin Booker, and look what they've done. So I think there's more to it than that. There's a rivalry there that goes deep. And look, a lot of players have changed since those times, and Chris Paul's well-traveled, yeah. But he also had to stop in Houston. And, you know, we know what the Jazz and Harden and Paul and then Westbrook, you know, gave it a shot. But I think there's a long list of games that Chris Paul has played against the Jazz. I don't see him wanting a title because he's one of those guys who has not achieved that at his age. He'll be 36, by the way, in a week. And so I think that it's pedaled down. I really do, because I think, again, Phoenix wants to make a statement themselves and say, look, we own the Jazz. We beat them three times. And if the Jazz do get this win, it's another statement for the Jazz to say, look, without two All-Stars, we still have the depth and the coaching and the ability to fight through. And the other thing about the Jazz, too, Hans, I think they've been through so much together as a team. You start with Oklahoma City, where Chris Paul was last year. But the Oklahoma City COVID situation, right? And so the bubble, the plane, now you got injuries to All-Stars. I mean, what haven't they gone through? Mm-hmm. So I would think this is just another night where they say, okay, we've been there, done that, and we can handle it. And I think if there's one team that can, it's got to be Utah, because they basically experienced a lifetime in the last year, you know, teams struggling to find their way, and bonding is one. This is maybe the strongest team we've seen in the NBA in a long time, and they'll be tested in a big way tonight.
Where's your concern level for Mike Conley's hammy?
Well, look, anytime you've played 14 years in this league, you worry, right, because there's a lot of miles and minutes. So I think the Jazz, too, are ultra-conservative, which is good for a guy that age and the importance that he brings. So there's time for him to heal, and I think the Jazz now focus after tonight just getting healthy for the playoffs, which I think you have to do. Look, the Jazz aren't alone. The Lakers are in that same realm. So are the Clippers, Kawhi. Then you got LeBron, AD, who's back. But, you know, how sturdy is he? You know, they're changing things up in Brooklyn. You know, Harden he regressed back, and, you know, Kyrie's out there, and KD still kind of, you know, limited time, but still very impactful. Some of the top teams are battling the same thing the Jazz are. One thing Utah's done, Hans and Scotty, they have been really incredibly healthy all year. And wouldn't you know, in that 12-15 game frame, they've started to suffer injuries. And when you saw Donovan go down, everyone held their breath, because I think two nights prior, Jamal Murray with Denver had gone down with the ACL. So I think, again, wear and tear, back-to-back, 72 games in a truncated season. You know, again, is this an indicator of a lot of basketball in very few nights? It may be. But look, it's not going to get much better, because some are going to play the Olympics, right? And then all of a sudden, after you play into late June, and whoever wins the title, you turn around and camp opens in preseason, and the season starts early October. I mean, it's going to come at you fast. There's a lot of ball being played. So I think minutes, conservative, you know, cautious, all those come into play.
Hey, Bowler, we've got a situation brewing here on the Hans and Scotty show. You know that Lloyd Cole is a big-time Raiders fan.
Oh, yeah.
This is a problem, Bowler.
Yesterday, before we got going with the draft, our good friend Scotty G said this.
If Justin Fields is on the board at 9 and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense, Lloyd,
come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go.
So it's pretty cut and dry. Like, there's no confusing anything there.
I think there's some audio that was edited there.
By the way, Bowler, no, there wasn't. Fields was available. Denver goes with a corner. And now our boy Scotty G is a Raiders fan, and I don't.
I think, look, we all say some emotional things from time to time. Okay, we all kind of, especially, look, you and I, we do 20 hours of radio every week. Sometimes emotions can bleed over and we say things we don't mean.
Aren't you supposed to stand for this as a fan? When this plays, aren't you supposed to?
Justin Fields is on the board at 9 and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense. Lloyd?
Come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go.
Where'd they go anyway, Scotty?
I said, let's go to break, is what I meant.
Was Justin Fields on the board?
He was on the board, yes. Yeah, he was.
So Bowler.
Really what you meant, let's go to break?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't think Bowler's buying that.
Not letting him out of this, Bowler.
Wow.
He flat out said, I'm on board with the Raiders. And the scenario he laid out yesterday actually happened.
I couldn't have hit it on the head any more clear than that.
You knew it was coming.
That was my worst fear. My worst fear.
I almost feel like you were giving yourself an out of being a Broncos fan because you set it up exactly how it went down. And so what
it's
do we do
like
here?
You wanted to become a Raiders
Bowler,
fan.
Bowler, do we hold him to this or is it an emotional thing? How do we handle this?
Well, I think what it does is sets up a great road trip for 1280 listeners that when the Broncos travel to Vegas in that new stadium that we all just go and then watch Scotty just, you know, stew in his seat.
I like where this is going. Scotty maybe has to wear at least a Raider jersey. Maybe that's how he gets out of it.
Is that how I get out of it?
Maybe.
Because I got to go right in the middle of that new stadium.
In Raiders gear.
Try to squeeze into a Derek Carr jersey.
I think this is a perfect scenario. I want to go, and I want to see the Chiefs in that stadium, too, against the Raiders. But this is a perfect scenario to really kind of christen that stadium with Scotty and Lloyd. And then Scotty has to wear Raider gear. Maybe paint his face, actually, would even be better.
I love how
I was watching the face painter episode on Seinfeld the other night.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, Scotty, go ahead. I think that's you. Lloyd, we just take a couple of lucky listeners and make that a road trip. Listeners, are you in? I mean, I can't hear them, but I'm guessing they're honking their horn or they're going to text in any moment. So,
hey,
Scotty, I think you're trapped, pal. Unless you can prove that was maliciously edited some way,
not.
I don't think it's going to work, pal.
No,
good luck
even
with that.
Lloyd, even he knows it's not, Bowler.
Let's go to break.
He knows that that was for – hey, by the way, is Kansas City fandom open, or is that a closed setting?
I can't. I would rather go Raiders than Kansas City.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
But at least you'd win in Kansas City.
I know, but it feels dirty. Like, it would feel dirty to cheer for that team winning a Super Bowl
Like Kevin Durant going to Golden
yeah,
State?
Yeah, it really would. But okay. Lloyd, Bowler, you wouldn't want me there because it would feel like LeBron's, you know – I think it's a better analogy. Kevin Durant loses in the NBA Finals, and then he's like, "All right, well, I'm out. I'm going to go join him." Or no, Western Conference Finals. Yeah.
Or Scotty, you could get on the radio and say, "I'm taking my talents to Kansas City."
No, see, you wouldn't want me there. I think you'd feel like it was dirty. Like,
oh. No, the house.
I feel like you'd feel pretty nice, actually.
Chiefs Nation, all is welcome.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that's a closed fandom.
You have to kind of be from the Midwest to kind of be a Chiefs fandom. But, okay, well, yeah. You know, there's special allowances that let you in the door.
Well, there's a Bowler, by the way, there's only one nation. It's Raider Nation. That's Chiefs Kingdom.
You know what's crazy about this conversation is that the AFC West goes way, way back with great competition between – we forget the Chargers, right? Dan Fouts, a good old former partner of mine. We used to talk about it all the time, about the AFC West with the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos. I like it that it's still part of the conversation. It gets overlooked sometimes, but, man, Raiders, Chiefs, big time. Big history there. Same with the Broncos and the Chiefs at Old Mile High. Man. And an old municipal stadium.
The only Raider Nation is in the California penitentiary system.
No, like, stop
it. Scotty,
no.
Knock it off.
No,
stop it.
Can't do that. As a Raiders fan, you can't do that, Scotty.
Wow.
If Justin Fields is on the board at 9 and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense, Lloyd?
Well, come on over to the Raiders,
Scotty,
my man.
Let's go.
What you understand is that Justin Fields is not walking through that door and he's at Soldier Field in Chicago.
But Aaron Rodgers might. Aaron Rodgers might walk through that Mile High Stadium.
Lloyd's giving me an out. If Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver, I can go back.
Oh.
It's not
going to
happen.
That was a little bit of a shocker that he's unhappy. But is it surprising as they look ahead to the future? I mean, they have to, right?
Yeah.
Smart teams have to think about life after Peyton, life after Breeze, and life after Rodgers. But look what Tom Brady did. I guess, you know, I'm still not over that, by the way.
Oh, you got one. You're good.
Two sounds better.
I know. Well, that's how, you know, when the Broncos went back-to-back, I know what it's like. It felt really good.
Yeah. Two in a row sounds really good.
Yeah. Bowler, you're the best, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for helping us, Bowler.
We're going to figure this out. We'll get through it.
Well, I think a road trip. I want to see that dunk. Get Kurt on that, by the way.
Oh,
let's make that happen.
All we got to do is say that we'll stop and play golf in Mesquite, and we'll be all right.
But I'll drive a bus. You know, I'll drive it, and we can like get a microphone and have hands entertain us the entire 7-hour trip. You know, one of those buses with the microphone.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, those are fun.
Yeah, look out to your left. You're gonna see.
No, you'll just sing Neil Diamond the whole time.
Oh, I would. I could do a whole greatest hits.
Sweet Caroline, and just take us. Yeah.
If you're up for it, we'll do it,
I'm
Bowler.
In. I'm driving. Let's go.
All right, brother.
I like it.
All right.
Thanks, Bowler.
Go Jazz. Jazz Nation is much needed tonight. By the way, good vibes there.
Let's go. That'd be great. And by the way, that'd be a very Jazz thing to do. Lose 2 to Minnesota, and then with no Conley and Mitchell, beat Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be huge.
It'd be huge. But
you know what? It's a story that needs to be written, so let it be done.
Let it be done.
Let it be done. See you, Bowler.
All right, guys. See you.
Craig Bowler Jack right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. I kind of figured he wouldn't have much sympathy with me on that one.
No. No, I can't believe you painted the picture perfectly yesterday and then said, if this happens, I'm out. I'm done. In fact, I'm so done.
Eventually a team becomes so predictable. Fan. It's like, there for a while, it's like, okay, yeah, they're going to take a corner with their number two pick here, with a number two overall pick. Or they're going to take, you know, it becomes predictable. When teams may start making bad moves, it just becomes predictable.
I can't. They do not believe that Teddy Bridgewater is their future. There is no way they believe that.
I nearly put my remote through the TV when I was watching their press conference last night. Like, well, you know, we looked at Fields and we really liked him, but we love Surtain and what he's going to mean to our team, and we're pretty happy with our quarterback. No, you're not. Nobody's happy with your quarterback room.
Like,
it sucks. It absolutely sucks. You're going to start the season with Teddy Bridgewater. He's going to suck. You're going to replace him with Drew Lock, and he's going to suck. And you're going to go 6-10, and you're going to be back in the same place again next year.
And you're going to end up with a backup wide receiver that was a backup quarterback in college, being your quarterback through three games.
Their defense
that actually happened
isn't the question mark, right?
No, that's it. Their defense was good. They signed a bunch of corners in the offseason.
Right? Okay.
Did they or did they not have a backup wide receiver that was a quarterback in college
that did happen,
through
yes.
a game?
Yeah.
How?
Well, that was COVID. I mean, COVID wiped out their room.
Doesn't matter. Could happen. If it happened then, it could happen again.
But you know what? He gives you as much chance to win as Teddy Bridgewater does. Or Drew Lock.
He's just trying to light a fire under our guy right now. No, I'm just sitting here watch as you pound the desk and you raise your hand up in the air.
I was the one pounding the desk.
I was too. I have had it.
No more can this happen.
I am done with this.
I'm done. Like, maybe I should just be a Raiders fan.
If Justin Fields is on the board at 9 and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense. Lloyd.
Come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go.
I mean, it's like the comments.
Elway stinks.
Yep.
Stink. Football team stinks. You stink.
You pointed right at me when you said that, too. It's like, man, you really are in a bad mood. You're in a bad way over there. He pointed, Lloyd, he had his hand like a foot away from my face, and you stink. I was like, okay.
I just like that he went gone in 60 seconds with that Raiders thing and just went. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hands of Scotty.
You still got your Cubbies. You can still be a Cubs fan.
No, I gave up on them, too.
Oh. You were done with them.
I gave up on them, and then they went and won the World Series.
Man. The year after you gave up on them.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's spin that wheel when we come back. Sports Roulette straight ahead, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson. Dennis Dodd is with us from CBS Sports. I want to ask you about the Pac-12 Conference Commissioner search. How's it going?
Yeah, it's not going well. They're screwing this thing up. I talked to a person yesterday that has intimate knowledge of the search, and it's a mess. They're considering having two commissioners, one that would deal with the ADs and one that would do more administrative stuff. Well, who do those people report to? Each other? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can come up with five very capable people off the top of my head right now that could do that job. Hire one of them tomorrow and be done with it instead of this drawn out process, but the longer they go, the longer it looks like they're going to end up with another Larry Scott.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. We take some of the big storylines we have not had a chance to get to, put a nice little roulette wheel and spin it wherever that little ball lands, what we end up talking about. It's all brought to you by Davis Vision Center. It's their spring sale going on right now. Call 801-253-3080. You ask for Robin. She's a good friend of ours. Known her for, almost over a decade now. She'll set you up for a no-pressure consultation. They'll bring you in, take a look at your eyes, and if you're a quality candidate for LASIK and you would like LASIK, guess what, my little friend? You are getting $1,000 off. That's right, $1,000 off LASIK, but you got to call 801-253-3080 or go online at davisvisionmd.com. All right, with that, Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
Well, Scotty, it's starting to break right now that LeBron James is expected to possibly be back on the court tonight against the Kings, which means that the Lakers are going to have about 10, 11 games to get used to Davis and LeBron being back on the court just in time to enter the playoffs with a little bit of momentum and probably sitting in that fourth or fifth seed.
And look, we've been saying this forever, that the returns of Anthony Davis and LeBron James would be somewhat linked together. And Anthony Davis has been back for a few games. LeBron James not that far behind.
Sorry, they'll probably be in that fifth seed. I don't think they're going to be able to work into the fourth seed.
I don't think it matters.
They are 5.5 games back of the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, by the way, look at the Nuggets just keep winning. What are they, 7-1?
Yeah.
Since the injury?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's see. You got to go back to, it was the Warriors, right?
Yeah, I can't remember what game it was, but I think that's what Kurt Heland said yesterday. Said he was, I think they were 7-1. Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They're on a four-game win streak, but yeah. It's the Rockets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, and Raptors.
I just don't know how you don't give Jokic the MVP.
He's got the Clippers tomorrow. Oh, yeah, he's going to get that for sure. But I'm not really excited to have LeBron James back.
No, I'm not either, especially if he gets a nice lead-up going into the playoffs. It's not going into the playoffs cold. He's ready to go.
Multiple reports now. I'm seeing three or four different publications are saying that he'll be back tonight against the Kings. We'll see if that actually happens.
And you wonder if he's on a minute count, how long it's going to be.
He'll be back when?
Tonight. Against the Kings. Now, there were a lot of reports yesterday that Mac Jones was going to go number three, and that didn't happen. Reports aren't always accurate. But whether he's back tonight or the following game, he's coming back very soon.
All right. With that, Lloyd, spin it.
Everyone just calm down. Nothing to see here.
Well, we've mentioned this multiple times now. Mark Schlereth really stirred up the Denver Bronco fan base. Aaron Rodgers, there are multiple reports of him being unhappy and him being stirred up and now wanting to leave Green Bay. Well, the general manager of Green Bay came out earlier this morning, actually started talking about this last night following the NFL draft, and he basically told everybody, this is not happening. We are not going to be letting Aaron Rodgers go. Apparently, Scotty, the GM, was in contact with Aaron Rodgers last night, probably trying to get things straightened away. And Aaron Rodgers has plenty of teammates that he's been with for a long time on that Green Bay Packers team that I'm sure have called them. We've heard a couple of them be vocal about this, saying, no, we can't have this. We can't have Aaron Rodgers upset. Let's get this taken care of. And I'm sure that the Packers are going to find a way to appease Rodgers. I don't know. Maybe even trade Jordan Love and try to find a piece for Jordan. I don't know what they're going to do. But they've got to do something to try to make Aaron Rodgers happy, because he's not going anywhere.
That would be my thought. And if I'm the GM, I would rather – well, okay, let me ask you this. If Aaron Rodgers is saying – and you believe him. You don't think it's a bluff. You believe Aaron Rodgers, where he said, I will retire – or trade me, but I will not play a single second in a Green Bay Packer jersey. And his agent is saying, look, he's been in the league 17 years. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. He's got this cush job at Jeopardy waiting for him. Like, you either get something for him, or he's walking away, and you're starting Jordan Love, and you don't have a haul of picks, a Brinks truck of draft picks backing up. Which you would. Absolutely you would. I mean, I think Denver will give him three number ones. They'll give him Surtain, who was the number one pick, and they'll give him their next 2 years of number one picks.
But would they give him Teddy Bridgewater?
And Teddy Bridgewater. And take that dopey GM with him. That sucks. I'm sorry. Okay, that was too far.
What about that backup wide receiver that plays quarterback?
Yes, him too. Everybody.
All of them.
Everything must go. It's a liquidation sale. Whatever you want.
Everything must go.
Jeez, Tom, take Boom. It easy, man.
Boom. So, you can essentially take whatever you want out of that roster for Aaron Rodgers, and you believe him that he's not going to play. Do you do it? Or do you just say, no, all right, fine, retire. We don't want to see you in the league anymore. If you're not playing for the Packers, we don't want to see you in the league. Because I know, like, the amount of times a GM has said, we're not trading the guy, and then they end up getting traded, that happens all the time. So I'm not taking this guy's word as gospel.
There's a price. There's a price that we
However this is working out, I think that this general manager, I think his name and reputation is on the line.
Yeah.
Whatever he does here and however it pans out, I think is going to reflect kind of on him. I would hate to be in that position.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm calling his bluff. I'm calling up everybody, calling his agent, calling his manager, calling his teammates, and I'm just saying, guys, we all got to circle the wagons. What is it going to take to get our boy happy? Do we need to offer Shailene a position here on the team? What do we need to invite her to come film a movie with the team? New Wildcats? What do we got to do here?
Who did you say?
Shailene.
Yeah, his wife.
Woodley.
Have her do a new Wildcats.
Yeah.
Like the old one with Goldie Hawn.
Hunt? Yeah.
Okay.
With, Woody Harrelson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was making sure I was hearing that right, that you're actually talking about that old movie. Okay.
Well, I think one way to make Aaron happy is probably make his new fiance or new wife. Were they married or just engaged? I don't know.
No, that's a good question.
Better yet, what can you do for her dog?
She does have a German Shepherd that she adores.
The only reason she's dating Aaron is because he throws things.
That's right. He can keep the dog entertained by throwing the ball all day. That's what she said. I don't know, but you call everybody up and no, Scotty, I'm not trading him. Nope. Nah. League MVP.
If there was any doubt in my mind that he'll come back, I wouldn't do it. But if I really felt like he was going to retire, Like, if I really felt it was trade me or retire, and he was sticking to his guns, I would do it. But I, if there is any element of doubt that he wouldn't do it, I don't do it. I'm with you. Because I think, you know, you should be able to do enough in your actions and in a contract extension and whatever money he wants. You got to give it to him. But if he's dead set, like, I don't care about the money, I don't care about the extension, I want out now.
How conflicted are Green Bay fans going to be about Aaron? They're going to be forcing their hand.
I actually think they'll take it out, because I don't think Packer fans were happy about the Jordan Love pick either. Like, they realized we were in the championship game and just a play or two away from, and you drafted a quarterback instead of helping out Aaron Rodgers. I think they take out their frustrations on the front office.
How awkward is this for poor Jordan Love? He's going into work and everybody's looking at him like,
holy smokes, that can't be fun.
You're the jerk.
Jordan Love shows up at an Applebee's in Green Bay and they're like, no blooming onion for you, man.
Yeah.
Or is that Chili's? I don't know.
You ever seen Making a Murderer, Jordan?
Jeez, man. Wow.
Bloomin' Onion is...
I'm just saying, it was Wisconsin-based.
Is that Outback?
I don't know.
And I don't like him. Places have copied it.
I don't like him.
Oh, I love him.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Very much.
Jeez, calm down, Meg Ryan. Holy smokes.
They used to have the one in Murray. They used to have all of our baseball gear and had our picture of all the whole baseball team. I really liked that one. But then they took all that stuff out.
What? Which one?
The Applebee's there in Murray. Had all our baseball gear. It was kind of nice there for a while.
I love that deep fried onion and dipping it in that sauce. Heck yeah. Okay. And whatever I'm eating, I peel a bunch of them off and throw it on it.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is, a steak, a burger, doesn't matter. Going to get a bunch of that onion on it.
All right. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. We continue on. Jazz tonight. NFL draft continues on. Also, we'll chat with Stuart Mandel coming up at 105. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time now to welcome in John Beck, the former BYU quarterback, now a QB coach.
I wanted to ask you about the intangibles, because it seems like Zach Wilson really wants it. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I do believe that Zach Wilson has a great mindset, a great work ethic. There are times I almost feel like I'm talking to my younger self. And maybe that's why Zach and I feel like we click so well and connect so well, because I can say something in a way that it's as if I'm giving my 20-year-old self advice on this end, and it works for Zach, and he totally gets it. And I think that that's why this has been, you know, such a good thing, and I'm super excited for the future. I do believe that Zach Wilson does so many right things. I believe the way that he has his makeup set right now is putting him in a good place, and then he's going to have to keep working at it.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
And Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. What's the response been on the burger, by the way?
Very, very, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, people are very interested in that. It's a mac and cheese bun that's pressed in a waffle maker. So they pour a really creamy, high-grade mac and cheese into a waffle iron, and they butter it, of course, and then they fry that into a bun in a waffle maker. It really comes down to how creamy and cheesy is it through the middle of that mac and cheese bun. If it's dry and those noodles crack and crunch and bust a tooth, that sucks. But it kind of looks like they're just a crispy golden brown.
Yeah, I think it's cooked well.
And then you've got two fresh-pressed patties that look really well-pressed and very yummy. Some thick-cut bacon. It looks like maybe a melted American or maybe a cheddar sauce, some type of cheese sauce, and then a really nice fry sauce. It looks like a mayo ketchup mixture.
It's from Australia. You sure it's not something weird?
It better not be. I mean, I guess my hopes are that it's what I would expect it to be. I did look up this John Belvedere's. It's in Cambramatta, Australia. That's where these pictures are coming from. And I'm looking at the classic burger on here. Man, their prices are high. Their Aussie burger is $10.50. And it's got beetroot on it. I don't know what beetroot is on it.
Yeah, hard pass on that. Do you like beets, by the way?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
Hate beets.
No, I don't like beets. Not a big fan of beets. I'll eat a radish. I like a radish.
Oh, yeah. Radish.
I hate it when places decorate with beets. Don't decorate my food with beets.
You don't like beets?
No.
Like when you get like a nice salad, your little pre-meal salad, right, and people lay that big old red monstrosity right on top of it. You're like, get that out of here. I don't want that.
It just colors everything red. It's like,
why are you giggling at me?
I was just thinking Dr. Dre could get into the
oh, don't say beats. Oh, huh? Stop. No.
Because he could do the headphones and like really tasty pickled beets.
you got a can of beets with Dr. Dre holding one in each hand.
Those Beats by Dre. I don't
beats
know if
by Dre. Stop. Just stop.
I don't know if he could make them more appealing. I
don't think so.
Maybe not. Sounds yummy, though.
I love where your mind goes sometimes. it's so weird that I just went there.
All right. Joining us next, we'll chat with Stuart Mandel. Is the college football playoff expanding? We'll find out. We'll get his thoughts on that. Also, the landscape of college football as well. Maybe even get some draft thoughts from one of the best when it comes to breaking down the world of college football. It's Stuart Mandel next, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.